miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're privileged to talk to Dr. Jack Stern, who, believe it or not, is my age. He's been practicing back pain medicine for 40 years, which is almost exactly the same time as I've been practicing internal medicine and anesthesiology. But I obviously gave up anesthesia a few years ago when I took over the Wellness Institute at the clinic. So at the Cleveland Clinic, and he is 68. In a week and a half, he's going to be 69, still practicing full-time and still running a unit that does non-surgical practice of back pain, as well as he is a surgeon. The question from, and he wrote the book, Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back, which as a devoted medical book is probably as good as it gets about back pain and totally explains really difficult concepts with enviable lucidity relating to back pain. So there are five steps he goes through. Unlock your back pain's unique code. Prepare to work with a healthcare professional. Embrace your proper diagnosis. Embrace various pathways to healing. And live a life that supports a strong, healthy back. Martin has written us two questions. I don't actually know whether, I should be by email, know whether it's the same, there's another Martin. I think that it can't be the same guy, but let's go to the Martin on the line, and then we'll do the Martin questions. Go ahead, Martin.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Thank you, Martin.
I got a question for you guys. I broke my back about 4 years ago, and I went through all of the physical therapy and all that good stuff, and the biggest problem that I have is standing any more than 3 or 4 minutes at a time, and I am in excruciating pain, and I'm not really quite sure what else other I can do about it other than working out and trying to stay physically fit and active and all that good stuff. Is there anything that I can do?
Your description of the pain you called stabbing.
It actually, my back gets really, really, really tight, and it becomes incredibly difficult for me to stand. And at that point, I basically gotta lay on a perfectly flat floor, try to stretch out as much as I can, and it takes the better part of probably an hour, hour and a half to kind of settle down a little bit from what it was. It doesn't take very long. It only takes a couple minutes for it to be like that. It's just, you know, it's me standing perfectly still. I can't do it.
Right. So first thing I would say is that you are experiencing back pain from the most common, by far the most common cause of back pain, and that's spasm of the back muscles. However, very few of us, fortunately, suffer from the type of spasms that you have.
Right.
So it's a lengthy answer, and I'm not going to be able to do it justice on the radio.
Quite right.
And I would suggest that one does a more careful analysis about what might be bringing it on.
Okay.
And number two, if one does look for the clues and finds them, or even if one doesn't find something that is creating this severe muscle spasm, if I were your physician, I certainly would, assuming that the workup is negative, suggest some powerful muscle relaxants to take acutely or chronically.
The problem with that is when I broke my back, they put on all sorts of medication, all the good stuff, and I moved from New Jersey to Vermont, and I am trying desperately to get away from any kind of medication whatsoever.
Right.
Anything that
I would,
other than putting myself on medication?
Yeah. So many patients, and as Mike said, I work with a holistic center, but there are, you might want to find a naturopath or a chiropractor or a herbologist, someone who practices Eastern medicine, because there are a number of non-pharmacological, pharmaceutical medications that might benefit you. So I would try to seek solutions in substances other than those that come from your pharmacy. Although having said that, I would say that many of the substances, medications that you buy in the pharmacy actually had their origins in the wilds of Africa or in the Amazon. Nonetheless, I would suggest if you have a reluctance to take conventional medication, I fully understand that, then you should consider seeing a naturopath, a chiropractor who specializes in non-traditional medicine, or an osteopath, as well as an acupuncturist who does herbal medicine.
Okay.
So, Martin, thank you very much for your question. I guess that brings, we had a different Martin had emailed us. I assume it was a different Martin. And there are two different Martins, actually. This is the third Martin because they have different email addresses. One of the Martins on the email line said, I get back spasms in my upper neck and they literally disable me. What should I do about that? And that goes partially to the book, Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, Treat Your Ailing Back. We're talking with Dr. Jack Stern, the author of that. And one of the common things, since back pain is so common, is neck spasms, I suppose.
Well, I would the book Ending Back Pain really deals with the lumbar spine. What the writer is suggesting that, as you clearly indicate, that they're having neck pain. And in some ways, neck pain is a very different pain in the neck, both figuratively and otherwise, is a very different set of symptoms and pain generators involved. Interestingly, for most of us, the saying that you have an albatross around your neck is an indication that for most of us, when we have neck pain, they're stress-related. But secondly, particularly in this era where so many of us are spending time contorting our necks, sitting in front of a computer or looking down at some sort of mobile app device, it's usually poor use of our necks, putting our necks in positions that for which our bodies were not designed. So just without really having to delve into this particular reader's questions, those are the two things that I would look at first. One, to see if you just ask the question of yourself, when I get neck pain, is there something else going on in my life at that time, around that time, that might be causing me neck pain? And number two, let me look at myself to see how I'm using my neck in my day-to-day activities. Put a mirror next to me when I'm up against next to the computer. Put a mirror next to me when I'm sitting on the sofa watching TV, because so much of it really is just poor usage.
And thanks very much for the emails and calls. We didn't get to all of them. We've been talking with Dr. Jack Stern, Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, Treat Your Ailing Back by Avery. It's available on Amazon. Thank you, Dr. Stern, for great answers and great questions from our audience. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The naked truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.